welcome to episode 43 of the Noisecast, a show about technology, gadgets, industry gossip, and more. On tonight's episode, we have Gonzo Ryder.
What's up, folks?
Eric OC Entertainment.
I am not auto-tuning.
Rontourage.
I am not auto-tuning either.
Lies.
And Kevlar Menace.
What black people say all the time?
Yes. Yeah. Let's just start off with that. Okay.
Yeah. It's cool.
Yeah.
All right. We should say happy birthday to Vito. It's his birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
I'm not going to say happy birthday to him. He didn't bother to show up.
For his birthday, his power went out just in time for the podcast.
Poor guy.
So all of us get a present this week.
The best thing, though, is how he was talking about the whole day. He's like, oh, I'll have power. Ain't no hurricane going to stop me.
Well, I think they were working on the power lines down the street and had to disconnect it for some reason. Which makes it funnier.
Irony! Nyak, nyak, nyak.
What? Okay.
Oh, the soundboard.
We need to get into a topic.
Okay, we have a pretty awesome topic list tonight, but first off, a very special thank you to everybody in the Ustream who is listening live, excluding us who are on the podcast right now. Everybody else is on the Ustream. Thank you. If you're downloading this later on during the week, thank you for downloading. And also, we hope everybody is doing okay or has done okay with the whole Hurricane Irene extravaganza that's going on in New York. Hurricane Potlix, whatever you guys are calling it. So,
I don't know.
We're all right.
Why are you talking about it? Because it hasn't got to Greece yet. They don't have that news.
No. But we have some pretty awesome topics on the list. Everything from people retiring to birthdays to Chinese people. So
let's talk about them.
Let's talk about them.
Birthdays, retiring, and Chinese people.
Stop talking about them and talk about them.
So first up, I guess the big news, which is sort of big news depending how you want to look at it, is that Steve Jobs has resigned from his post as overlord of Apple Computer, pending that's immediate, and Tim Cook has taken over as the new CEO, and El Jobzo is now chairman of the Apple board. Reactions to the story. Would this day who thought this day would come so soon?
I think it was pretty obvious given, I mean, for one, it's his third medical leave of absence. Tim Cook's basically been running the show for a while now. And I don't know, it felt like it was gonna be soon.
Yeah, I'm not too terribly surprised. But I don't think it has any real, you know, effect on what's going to happen.
Yeah, no.
Either.
Tim Cook's been... Does anyone remember when the first time he gave a keynote?
I think it was 2006.
Yeah.
I think.
I know, he's been ramping up lately. He's on the stage a lot with, next to Steve Jobs. I think he was at the AntennaGate conference, or... press
yes.
event.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And he might have been on stage during the iPad announcement. Been involved in a lot. So.
I think the first one I noticed him in was the announcement of the Verizon iPhone. That was the first one he did, like, on his own, I think.
Yeah, that's right. And that was a big one for them.
Yeah, that was huge.
So he's been trusted with a lot for a while now, so...
Yeah, I think he'll be fine. I mean, I think the executive board of Apple are people that have been there with Jobs and, more importantly, have agreed with Jobs' vision through the
right.
years. So I think they will be able to follow in his footsteps well.
Right. I'm loving all the eulogies that are coming out of him resigning, which apparently means
well
he's resigning from life.
Yeah.
That's gotta suck when you quit your job and everyone thinks, oh, well, there's absolutely nothing else you can do with your life.
Well, I think it comes from more the fact, there was the one line in there that said, I always said when I wasn't able to fulfill my needs as CEO, I would step down.
Right.
And that kind of has a bad ring to it, you know? A ring of doom and gloom, I guess, for as far as he goes.
Do anything.
Plus, and since his leave of absence, I guess we're kind of all on edge waiting for when it's going to go down anyway, so.
Yeah, I mean, I know he had pancreatic cancer, which is a tough thing to bounce back from. So, you know, of course, we all wish him well, but.
Yeah.
You know, it's a tough situation for him.
Yeah. He's handling it with grace, though. I've got to respect that.
Can't be said for everyone else. Everyone else seems to be jumping on it like a wounded baby in a hyena patch.
Because that's what the media does.
Yeah.
That's their job.
No, their job is to report stuff, not to scream and shout about everything.
But I could have sworn their job description said you have to be a dick.
No, that's requirements for the job.
Ah, okay. Good.
Apple stock did dip 5% right after the news announcement, but I think that was just sort of over-exaggerated.
Apple stock dips 5% for everything. They announced the iPhone, it dips 5%.
But what Tim Cook has going for him, though, is that regardless of jobs being gone now or not having been gone, Apple is pretty much set with its product line and upcoming innovations for the next 5 years.
They really are.
Right.
I mean, anything Steve Jobs has, it's not like that Steve Jobs thinks of some crazy-ass idea in 2008 and then it comes out in 2009. I mean, stuff they thought of 5 years ago is just being released now. Like, the iPad 2, God knows how long it's been in development.
Yeah, and with that, you wonder what kind of things they have, you know, not even updates for existing products, but new products that will set them up for another few years of success that are coming out soon, you know?
Right. Hey, I detect a perfect segue here.
I think so, too.
I can feel it.
That sort of failed on the segue part.
Wah, wah.
But, no, one of the things that they're saying they're working on is an actual television scheduled for 2012. They're guessing it's going to be like a subscription-based service, which sort of goes, I mean, I remember, what was it, last year? Was it All Things D, or the D12 concert, whatever they call it? Or D12 is a rap band. Never mind, not that.
really close.
But Steve Jobs had gone with Walt Mossberg and pretty much said that the cable industry is so unbelievably fucked up that getting into it, that Apple TV is an experiment, and that getting into the cable industry is something that they would probably never consider doing just because the industry is so half-assed backwards right now. It would not be worth it.
Right. Well, he basically explained that it would require an infrastructure change, which admittedly Apple has not shied away from in the past. But I mean, people get their television shows through a cable company. They don't get it with their TV. It's not part of a device package. And when it is part of a box or something that you get, they already get it. You already get a cable box or a TiVo box when you sign up for the services. They get you the content. So there's really nothing you can do that's a substantial improvement unless you have the cooperation of the entire cable and television and movie industry, which will never happen.
Yeah, that's dreaming pretty high right there.
They can't even cooperate within themselves, like within their own company.
Right. I mean, what's this with Hulu? I mean, they made Hulu. Was it Fox and CBS, or was it CBS or NBC?
NBC.
I think NBC.
NBC and ABC built Hulu. It was one of the most fantastic web video product that has ever existed, and they ran it into the ground, and now they're selling it off. Just can't have nice things.
Do a lot of people even use Hulu anymore? I know I gave up on it a while ago.
Yeah, I gave up on it as well.
I still use Hulu plenty. I know I'm paying for Plus, but I mostly use stuff that would end up on free anyway. But, I mean...
But what's the point of paying for Plus? You don't watch any of the new stuff, and you still have to sit through the ads.
Don't get into my living situation.
Look, I don't have cable either, but, you know... There are a few back doors in the internet where I'm liable to stick my head in and watch.
That's an interesting point. That's an interesting point, though, about your sexual preferences. But also, I know we here talk about how easy it is to torrent something and streaming services aren't good enough. But really, if you look at everyone else that wants to get away from television subscriptions and whatnot, most of them, if they can't figure out what a browser is, they're not going to be able to figure out a torrent. So Hulu does have a place for them, and all streaming services have a place for them. It's just that they come out and they're great, and then companies make them worse.
Yeah.
Well, for example, Fox is now delaying, I think, its releases, its new episode release, by 8 days.
Right.
For Hulu Plus. And what? Okay.
Well, I don't understand what that was supposed to.
Well, hold on. They're doing that for Hulu Plus?
They're doing it for Hulu, and unless you have Hulu Plus, you can watch available like the next day. Everything else still would be an eight day delay.
I don't see what that gets them.
Yeah. Most people can wait.
Apparently got him a surge in piracy.
Yeah, that'll happen too.
I mean, that will happen, but I mean, like, if I'm one of those straight and narrow people, and
which you're not.
Like, oh, well, you have to wait. I'll fucking wait if I really care about that show. And I'm not willing to jump through the hoops required to not... Right, whatever the fuck.
Right.
Excellent point.
Excellent. Well worded, sir.
There are shows, though, that for some people that they don't have time to watch on prime time. And, for example, myself, sometimes I would... watch a show maybe an hour or two after it aired because it was available online within a few hours.
Right.
Instead of having to wait the 8 days, I just, you know, whenever I come home, I can pop on Hulu or whatever it is, Netflix, and it'll be on there.
What about DVR? I mean, if...
I'm not paying $5 a month extra for a DVR.
No way. I always
Comcast fuck themselves.
Well, see, here's the thing about a DVR. A DVR makes sense in a world where the internet can't handle video. It puts the responsibility on the user to record things, but if they could as easily put it on a site with a search box.
I have 6 shows that I regularly DVR because I'm never up or around to watch them, and all I had to do was highlight it once, go to record episode or record series every episode, and then boom, it's there. It's not like it's a lot of work.
You know what I have to do to record shows I want to watch? Nothing.
Stick your finger in your butt.
I understand it's not difficult to do a DVR, but it's even easier to just search for the name of the show and see whatever's there.
Yeah.
It's a better product, and that's the thing I'm getting at. They could make a better product, but they'd rather make a worse product and charge more for it.
Let me ask something about DVRs real quick, because I don't have one. I've never used one. I know a big issue back in the day was they would if you tried to record a show, it would more or less record from the scheduled airtime.
You can change the times.
Right, but what I'm saying, like, you would set record this show tonight, and it would record from 8 o'clock till 7 o'clock, whereas on regular TV, you know, the show might air at 7:05 and end at whatever. The times would be different.
I think that's still an issue.
That's still an issue.
My DVR seems to be about a minute behind schedule, so I usually have to make sure to end it a minute late. But like I said, on shows that I regularly DVR, it's set once and it records every new episode as it comes out. So it's not really that big of a deal for me. Plus, I don't watch shows that are, you know, readily available on like Hulu. It's usually like History Channel or something like that.
Well,
the History of the Gun, Part 47,000.
Well, you know what's another problem with that, though?
That was funny, Steven.
Another problem with a DVR, though, is you have to know what you want to watch. I can't tell you how many times I've looked up a show on Netflix or Hulu that I never knew I wanted to watch. I start watching a few episodes, and I get into it.
That's how I got into Top Gear.
Exactly.
My point has always been, and I have a Google TV at home, or the Logitech Review, and Hulu Plus is not available for it. And I always said that as soon as it is available for it, I would ditch cable altogether, because then I have all the new episodes that I want to watch. And any back catalog that isn't on Hulu will likely be on Netflix. And what else do you need?
You know what's interesting? That phrase sounds perfect, but the products themselves turn out to not quite be up to that.
The only thing that's the disappointment with is HBO and Showtime, which I have, I watch Dexter on Showtime and, a couple shows on HBO.
Right.
And I would need to find some way to catch them. And I know HBO Go has its own thing now, and I'm sure Showtime will be right behind it.
Don't you have to have regular HBO in order to get HBO Go?
You do right now, but I have a feeling there's going to be a subscription thing coming soon for just
that would
strictly
be nice.
HBO Go.
I might get that. HBO has some good shows, yeah. So... See, this we want to give them our money, but they don't want to take
and
it.
And that's the thing. Like, I could spend... X amount of dollars on a DVR. It's usually like $5 or $6 extra dollars on top of your HD box. Or you can spend, with Netflix and Hulu Plus, you'd spend, $20 some odd dollars a month for all of the things that you want to watch? Yeah. It's ridiculous how much you would save. And considering that I have 400 billion channels and I only cycle through 3 of them, what's the point?
Exactly. Plus, they don't quite understand. You're going to get fewer subscribers if you charge $50 a month for something than if you charge $10.
Right.
Like, yes, $10 a month is a lower price, but you will get more people.
Price it low and go for volume.
Exactly. There's totally ways to pull this off. And we would even, I know everyone hates it, but we would even watch ads on Hulu if that's what it took. Yeah.
Well, there's
I pay for cable and I watch ads on there. It's the same difference.
There was a topic on Reddit the other day. If studios released all of their content as, torrents, just single video file, as it came out, but it had ads in the normally placed ad spots, would you download that? Well, assuming it was HD, yeah, sure. If it was free, but, they just threw it on there and got paid, they get paid by the studios because they know they're going to get, 200,000 downloads so that their ad, partners say, okay, we'll pay you X amount per expected download sort of thing.
Right.
But that's where I have an issue is because we somehow on the internet, everything should be free and we should never have to watch an ad. And I'm like, well, look,
what else do we do?
And you watch ads on there. And granted, you're not paying the companies that are running the ads directly. You're paying the cable company. But in the end, you're paying for something and you're watching ads on it. It's all the same to you. So what's the big deal if you have to watch 60 seconds worth of an ad between, after 15 minutes of a television show? It's right. The same thing, and if not less. So exactly. Just deal with it. Like, stop complaining.
I have no problem putting up ads as long as the content is quality.
Yeah.
Exactly. If you can get quality content from it in HD in whatever format you want, and you can watch it on whichever screen you want to watch it on, just deal with the ad. That's the nature of the business. That's how it works.
That's another thing. I want Hulu to stop filtering their site based on what device you're watching.
Yeah, that's
we just picked up a Google TV device, the Review here. We've got it in our living room. And we also have the computer we had hooked up to the TV before. The computer runs directly into the Google TV, so we can use both. I can't watch Hulu on the Google TV because it's blocked. Google TV has Flash, but I can switch over to the Windows PC that's connected to the same box, connected to the same TV, and I can watch Hulu Plus there.
Yeah, and I remember there's a way on Google TV to tell the browser to view a website as Google TV would, as a normal computer would, as a mobile device would.
Yeah, they actually
block
that.
And if you set
it,
yeah, they block that too.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, I think they assume that most people won't do what you do and hook up the whole 9 yards to their TV.
They wouldn't. And we got a Google TV to replace the whole computer, but we can't do that because Hulu thinks that there's some kind of difference.
There's a bunch of jerks over there.
Yeah, that's the one I don't get the most. If I give you money, why do you care if I watch it at my desk or on my couch? There's no reason for that distinction.
Yeah. There's some sort of thing about optimization that they're really, really bent on because they want to make sure that you have the best possible viewing experience, on whatever device you go to.
You know what gives me the best viewable experience? HD. That's all I need. Don't care.
I think the best experience for me would be if it actually worked, so.
Yeah, I'm tired of waiting 8 and 9 months for the app or an app to come out. We finally got it for Android, and it was only for 5 devices, and now they're telling me, we promise we're developing one for Google TV. I don't believe you.
Yeah, what's up with that?
I don't know.
What's up with that?
What is up with that?
What is up with that?
What is up with that?
That was one of the things that sold me on Google TV was all the apps and the, you know, the fact that Hulu Plus would eventually be for it and, you know, whatever other apps come out, I'm sure I'll be able to play Angry Birds eventually.
Didn't Eric Schmidt say that there was going to be a Google TV refresh coming up soon? He hinted the other day after the Apple news.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to get Honeycomb on there, so it's going to be more in line with the Android project. So
I don't want a damn Android device.
Well, too bad.
Going to get an Apple TV.
I actually got to admit, now the Apple TV and the review are the same price. I prefer the review solely because of the keyboard.
And also, I really do like the way it integrates with my cable box and like being able to search through the on-screen menu and all that stuff.
Yeah. I love how all these boxes are coming out to fix the cable industry. They only exist because cable sucks so bad.
Yep.
They're just going to make it more convoluted and more bullshit to begin with, I think.
Yeah. Yep.
I will, you know, the one thing I can defend on Google TV's half is that it has made my cable experience a little easier. Granted, I have Verizon Fios, which is a pretty good system to begin with, but Google TV has definitely kind of stepped it up a notch and made it a lot easier and more intuitive to use.
Yeah, I wish I could use that. I don't have cable. Half of it is because I don't want to pay for it. But the other half is because it's just such a horrible experience. I think my parents have a U-verse deal and got to use the arrow keys to type out letters to search for a show. I'm like, no, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
I would even take a fake T9 interface, you know, where you use the number pad to type out letters. Then I would use the arrow key.
Which is weird, because the numbers have letters on them, don't they?
I know. Ugh. Cable sucks.
Whatever.
It sucks as much as GameStop sucks, personally. Yeah.
I agree with that. Do you have more to talk about on that one?
Segway.
As a matter of fact, I do.
That just happened.
GameStop this week made headlines when it decided to open up boxes, new unshrink wrap, bubble wrap, whatever they are, boxes of the game Deus Ex, the new one. Was it Deus Ex Revolutions, I think? And they took out the coupon that provided the purchaser with a free copy of the game on the OnLive streaming gaming service. Apparently because OnLive somehow competes with GameStop in terms of sales.
Wasn't GameStop trying to launch their own, like, similar service to OnLive?
Well, I guess it's in development, which who knows what that means, but
okay, that's just
Everything's in development.
Yeah, I'm developing one too, guys, just so you know.
Okay, no one cares.
Gonna be called Kevlar Sucks Live.
It's bad enough when a company gets that petty and anti-competitive, but if you don't actually have your product on the market, don't screw over a competitor.
Well, it's funny because they also just reclose the boxes with the broken seal and everything and just start selling them to people like it was, you know.
Yeah.
Like they were new. A new box is unopened, and these weren't by definition new.
Yeah.
You still have to pay the full price.
Yeah, you don't get to do that.
Isn't that illegal?
I think so. I mean,
I think
if they're advertising
they
it as new.
The game from their shelves.
The thing is, you don't fuck with gamers that way. Not because I mean you're not supposed to fuck with anybody, but gamers are really weird in the way like gadget freaks like us. They really want to open the box of the unwrapping process.
Oh yeah,
well, that's
a huge, huge thing.
That and they're all, you know, by definition, always on, connected to the internet, so they always have a place to go to rant and spread these stories.
Yeah,
you know, So it's, I mean, especially because half the games now, like, require an always-on connection to play.
Right, and I think I want to say, you know, shame on Square Enix. Is that how you pronounce it? Enix? Enix? I don't know.
I think it's Enix.
I want to say
I
shame on...
I think it's
on
penis.
Square Penis. I want to say shame on Square Penis, because they came... They came out and they said, yeah, you know what, it is sort of our fault too. We're sorry because we didn't inform GameStop that we were including a coupon for a service they may or may not be releasing in the future.
Okay, did they know about GameStop service?
I don't know if they knew about it or not, but I mean, GameStop says, like, in their terms, we don't associate with retailers, blah, 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 blah. But still, you know what? It's not GameStop's choice on what the person packages inside a box of content.
Right.
And if they do choose to care about what they put in there, they have the right to get special ordered packages.
Right.
Yeah.
It can't be that difficult to just send, you know, 1/10 of all the packages through the assembly line without getting these little, you know, coupons.
Yeah. You know, for a big game like that, they're not putting in a number in an online order form. They're talking with someone about distribution and promotion and stuff.
Yeah.
There's someone could have had that conversation. But well, screwing with customer product, that's no.
And, I mean, I'm sure GameStop didn't want to tell people that they were coming out with it for whatever reason, because it's a really good idea to keep your services a secret.
Right.
This is a great way to make everybody hate your service before it's even announced.
Exactly.
Oh, this is that service that you tried to screw us all over for. Okay.
Yeah, well, I'm sure they didn't imagine all of this bad press on it.
Well, yeah.
Okay, but
obviously they didn't imagine it.
Well, I'm sure they were hoping that no one would even notice, but...
But see, if you... Okay,
if I
can understand...
If I don't pick up my game and I notice that it's been opened, and I just drop $60 on it, I'm going to notice.
It's like going and buying a bottle of water that's been opened already. You sort of know the seal is broken.
Or
and the thing,
and you also
thing
know
is,
that
I could see.
Repeat.
I could. See.
Yeah. I was going to say a box of condoms. You know, you go buy a condom out of a condom machine, and it's like hanging out. Like, something's amiss.
The thing is, I could actually see someone not noticing an open box of condoms or an open bottle of water. But these are gamers, man. They're by nature obsessive and picky, and want their stuff the best. I mean, don't screw with that. You've got
to
know that.
What about the one guy that bought two copies, one to keep unopened so he can sell it on eBay in 30 years? Well, you know, now that thing, it's opened.
It's worthless.
And he didn't even open it.
Yeah. Unopened by me, that doesn't work, pal.
What was the, didn't GameStop or Square Enix, which one, didn't they offer like some sort of reprimand for this? Or not a reprimand, like, here's, we're sorry.
Reparations?
Reparations, yeah.
Reparations.
You mean Square Penis?
Yeah, did Square Penis offer a Square Vagina or something for this?
I think they said they'd take the copies back for a refund.
Yeah, well, GameStop is taking them back for the full price of, you know, they're doing full refunds on anyone that comes in and asks. Which is funny, because you could have just gone home and played it and decided it sucked or something. I don't know.
I'd do that now.
GameStop would just buy it back, throw some scotch tape on the seal, and then resell it as used for $40.
Yeah, exactly. Well, for $5 less than new.
I never liked GameStop.
I don't blame you.
And they're honestly, they're like Starbucks around me. There's like one on every corner. I'm like, how do any of you make money?
By keeping competitors' coupons out of the boxes, Ron.
Yeah.
Oh.
I like pre-order a game. He's like, or like, I'll go in to get a game that I should have pre-ordered, and they're like, oh, we don't have it, but you could check across the street. They probably do.
Like, why don't you just call before you go, Ron?
Yeah, that's what normal people do.
Or go to Walmart, because they never sell out.
Miss the point.
Don't care.
Oh, GameStop.
Steven, anyway. I'm having a hard time doing segues. I'm used to being host now.
You want to take over, Ron?
Are you mad tired?
No, but you want to take
over. Are you drunk?
No, I mean, I'm not trying to steal your job, but like every time there's silence, I'm like, oh shit, I should be looking at the topic list.
I'm doing the same thing right now, but do you want to take over?
Sure, why not?
No, I'm not letting you out of this episode, fuck you.
Oh!
it's funny because he wants to fuck him.
He really baited me into one.
Okay, happier news. How about happier news for a second?
Yes.
I want you to give me all your fondest Windows 95 memory to celebrate the 15-year anniversary of Windows 95 launching on August 24th.
My favorite Windows 95 memory is Windows 98.
Yeah.
I remember uninstalling it. Going back to 3.1.
I'm sorry. Windows 95 was awesome.
It was all right.
Yeah,
it was definitely a refresh from, what was before it? Was it Windows 3.1?
It's 3.1, I think.
Yeah.
I can't really have strong opinions of Windows 95. I was like 12.
Yeah, me too, but...
I was 10, so it didn't really matter.
I really was fond of Microsoft Bob and Microsoft Wallet.
You know, though, it really shows up we've come because you could apparently buy Windows 95 on 13 floppy disks.
God, yeah. I remember that.
Can you imagine installing a program now on just floppy disks?
No. I remember me and my buddy used to trade software back and forth on floppy disks. It was ridiculous.
I remember being about 9 years old in elementary school, and I took a floppy disk to a buddy. I coded some piece of crap program in BASIC, and he paid me $0.75 for it on a floppy disk.
I remember BASIC. I remember QBASIC, and me and my friend made a version of that Gorillaz game where you throw bananas over buildings at each other.
Oh, man.
That sounds bananas.
I remember playing that game. That was a fun game.
Yeah, we found the original one somewhere. I guess it's like part of QBASIC or whatever.
Yeah, it's built in or
something.
Then
we tried to like recode it a little bit and make it a little different. That was so fun.
Yeah.
They changed the hex code. It's a different color. We have green bananas.
I think that's as much as we could do. Yeah. I think I was like 10 years old.
Yeah, it's like, look, I coded the web page. No, you didn't.
I like how our favorite memories of Windows 95 have absolutely nothing to do with Windows 95.
It's more of the era than the actual operating system.
Yeah, honestly, in those days, I couldn't really tell you what an operating system was.
And actually, back then, my parents had a Mac, so...
And look at us. We switched places.
Hipster.
Flip-flopper.
No, see, they had a Mac before it was cool, so they weren't hipster. Oh, shit.
Yeah, they had a Mac when all fucking sucked.
You know, I actually remember a game on the Mac back then that you had on a floppy. It was called Slick Willy, and you had Bill Clinton.
No wonder you liked that game.
Well, you had a picture. Your mouse was a picture of Bill Clinton's face, and you were supposed to run around eating hamburgers and avoiding Monica Lewinsky and Hillary Clinton that were floating around the screen.
Early version of Pussy City Pimps?
Sort of like that, but with hamburgers.
What is this?
That's awesome. Do you guys remember that game, Populous?
No.
I heard of it. I never played it.
Populous the Beginning. Go look it up. That was the best game. I think I played that on 95.
Yeah, maybe Slick Willy 3.0 old Macintosh game. I found it.
When did Wolfenstein and Duke Nukem 3D come out? Was that around that time?
Heck. I remember Duke Nukem. That was a game for a teenager.
I used to spend the summers at my aunt and uncle's house because they lived the street over. And my aunt didn't work, so I'd go over there and I'd play games on his computer. And that may be my only memory of that era.
Yeah, and Duke Nukem 3D was a 96 and 97.
Yeah.
They had an MS-DOS version. Anybody remember quitting to DOS from Windows?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, this video of Slick Willy is awesome. I posted
it. You know you're hosting a podcast right now.
I'm sorry. I'm busy doing a show and being professional right now. I don't have time to watch your silly YouTube videos.
I posted it in the podcast Ustream. I'm pretty sure Kevlar will be responsible and post it wherever else it's supposed to go.
I don't really care.
You're talking to someone who doesn't give a shit.
Yeah. I'm going through Reddit right now. I thought you banned them.
Well, I don't think anybody gives a shit about this topic either, called Rim Unveils a New Phone.
It is not a new phone.
No, they didn't.
Moving on.
Replace the same damn phone, it's over.
Well, I thought they actually put like a decent processor in it, but that they didn't actually use.
That's
the
not
processor.
That's not making a new phone though. That's
yeah, that's an upgrade. I still can't get over it.
Oh no, no, no. I'm not disagreeing with that, but as opposed to running their max processor being like, what was it, 520 something before, yeah. And now they have a full, you know, I'm pretty sure they have a dual core in one of them.
I spent more time making that image than they spent making a new phone.
Yeah, I think I'm sick of watching the death throes of this company.
Yeah.
Go away already.
I mean, I've personally written this article, this same one, Rim unveils a new phone that's not really new.
Every year, like three times.
Yeah.
Well, it looks new. It's shinier.
Oh. It does. I think I might buy one then.
This is the thing I don't understand about RIM. I mean, they know that they're declining. They know that their market share is dwindling. Some of their devoted users are staying, but they're not competing. They have to see this data. Why are they doing the exact same things? When they're not doing the same things, they're doing, oh, kids like Facebook and Twitter.
Well, see, no, what they're doing is they're coming out with a tablet that they don't know who to sell it to. So that's brand new.
They're selling it to BlackBerry owners. That was evident when you couldn't get to your email unless you paired it with a BlackBerry. That is a significant problem.
Aren't they finally bringing email to the BlackBerry playbook like in September?
I think there was a scheduled update.
It was just an update. It wasn't even like a significant release. Like in the next update, you'll have email. Really?
How is that not rule number one? Get email on device.
Rule number one is don't be a retarded CEO. That's rule number one.
Yeah,
and there's two of them.
This is what we call competition, and obviously they're not up to the challenge, so they're going to disappear. This is how this works.
They're not competing.
This is the worst part is the tablet. It has the QNX platform, which is supposed to be the future of BlackBerry.
Awful?
Yeah.
No, they're done.
See, what they're trying to do...
It's over.
They're trying to make QNX supposedly be like the gateway for all Android and iPhone and WebOS developers, which is why they're trying to make all these other apps work on QNX.
Yeah, they're just piggybacking. They should just come out and say, hey, look, we want to license an Android device. They've already built platforms to run Android apps. They're trying to court the Android crowd, which is just pouring money into their competitors. Why not just say, hey, look, we're going to build some business-oriented Android devices. They make good hardware. They just need good software. They could even still brand it BlackBerry.
Their killer app is no longer a killer app, which was BBM, their messaging service. Their secure server right now with iMessages and whatever other else is available apps for everyone. Their killer app is no longer a killer app. They don't have any ace in the sleeve anymore.
Can I say, how the fuck is BBM a killer app? You invented AOL Instant Messenger, and that's awesome.
No, it was the infrastructure behind it that made it secure and enterprise. It meant no matter what the fuck happened, there could be Hurricane Irene happening everywhere in the world, you would still get your message.
Yeah, but if it happened in Canada, then it all went down.
Well, nothing ever happens in Canada, so they were pretty safe there.
Touche. Although they did say they felt that earthquake the other day, but I think they're lying. They just want to be part of the crowd.
They're like,
we felt it too.
Please pay attention to us.
And the hurricane came.
it just rolled on by.
The hurricane didn't want to associate with them.
Speaking of things that are coming and going, Facebook places and Facebook deals are going after coming for only a few months.
Can we all just make the same joke at the same time?
Yeah. I see a lot of people using places. Why are they killing that?
Because I think it was only like, what was it, 6% of all Facebook users were actually using it?
That's because how many people actually use it on their phone? Like, do we have that number?
A lot of percent.
Thanks, Ron.
Not as many as Union Square. Let's put it like that.
I don't know. I saw a lot of people using it, but I never used it because I was always thinking that Facebook knew enough about me, so I wasn't going to let them know where I was.
I never used it because I used Foursquare, and
well, I did that one too.
More than enough for me. It was cross-platform, and it worked for everything. I didn't need Facebook Places as another add-on. I think that's probably one of the reasons why it failed, or they're killing it, because it was Facebook only.
And honestly, I never really felt the need anyway. I mean, I can share what I'm doing, but I don't need to share where I'm doing it.
Yeah. And I think the whole pitch of all of that was like, oh, you could be like somewhere in a big city and notice that a friend is right nearby you.
And well, if the friend didn't tell you they were there, they don't want to talk to you.
Yeah, that's my thing. I'm like, if I want to meet up with a friend, I'll be like, hey, where are you? And they'll say, hey, I'm here. And then we'll go from there.
Right.
You know, I don't need to find out on the internet. And then be creepy about it and be like, oh, you're at the coffee shop? And they're like, wait.
Right. Let me turn around.
Honestly, Foursquare only takes off because of that, what is it, the becoming a mayor of a place or getting badges or
it was
local coupons or whatever.
Yeah, bullshit, the coupons are nice.
Bullshit achievements will make anything better.
It's
why World of Warcraft exists.
The coupons actually that have the deals, the specials to check in, are actually very nice for the most part.
Well, too bad.
Yeah, I got one of them for Kenan at a Ben and Jerry's or something like that.
I got free French fries once. It was pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Now, the check-ins and the deals, weren't those announced in the same press conference?
Did deals even launch?
I think it did.
Yeah, wasn't it 4 months ago?
I think it was a kind of a slow launch. Like, it only worked in like certain like 5 cities.
They didn't really promote it much because I actually just noticed it like a week ago. I was like, what is this?
Well, they launched deals in April, so, I mean, what is it now, August? Not that long ago.
Right.
4 months?
Something like that.
Well, it wasn't long enough for Ron to hear about it.
Well, I don't pay attention.
I don't know. I remember,
don't go by me.
I remember following that live blog, and I couldn't help but think at the time, all of these products are going to go. I mean, they were ripping off Foursquare, ripping off Groupon, and not well, either. I mean, Facebook has actually been doing this a lot lately, also with their more prominently featuring their ability to selectively share statuses. Or what do they call it? The inline audience selector.
What a name.
Well, just look at Facebook video chat. How awesome is that?
Yeah, Facebook has really started to get into their just copying everybody else mode right now.
Is this it? Is this like the beginning of the end for them? Are they going to MySpace the shit out of themselves?
Google went through the same phase. It's just a matter of time until they get their head out of their ass and they get somebody to lead them that, you know, will actually trim the fat and say, fuck you, this is how we're going to do it.
I think Facebook, they're not in danger right now. They have 750 million users. They're not, I mean, I don't think anything else has that big of a user base. They're not having any problems. But I think if they actually start to have real competition in social networking, they could, because that's all they do. Google, that's not all they do. Apple, that's not all they do. Microsoft, that's not all they do. But Facebook, social networking is their thing. So they need all these peripheral products. What was that?
Advertising.
Yeah, but I mean, they're not the best at that, and their ability to advertise is dependent on their ability to social network well. So if they ever get strong competition in their key areas, they will have a bigger problem than if somebody, say, started to compete with Google in search.
Bing.
As I said, if somebody starts to compete.
Well, Facebook is all enhanced by Bing. Their maps, their searches is run by Bing algorithms.
I question your definition of the use of the word enhanced.
Well, otherwise it'd be Facebook coding the searches and maps. So,
okay.
Well, actually, now that you mention that, the rumor mill, apparently, with insiders that are in the know, supposedly.
I love that place.
Yeah, it's a great mill to be in.
Yeah. they make rumor flour, and you can bake rumor bread.
Rumor cake.
Yeah. I went to a rumor bagel with some rumor cheese.
Rumor sounds like a German lettuce.
Give me a rumor sandwich and waffle fries.
I want a rumor Reuben.
Extra cheese.
Great.
Gotta have cheese, man.
Supposedly,
anyway, Steven, you were saying.
Yeah, supposedly they're saying that Facebook might be putting its hand into search in the upcoming year.
That's
come on, just give it up, Facebook.
There was no reason for them to do that.
Where is Uncle Joey when you need him? We can say, cut that out.
Just let me like people's
that joke doesn't really work
post on my wall
on the internet. I can't really,
it doesn't.
I can't really see you doing it.
There are things they could do. This gets me more than anything. There's things Facebook could do to improve their service that they're not doing. You know, they have
their iPhone
like
app.
Not being creepy.
Yeah. Well, okay, here's something I've wanted for a while. Facebook has events, but they don't really have a calendar. I have at times integrated my Facebook events into Google Calendar, but if Facebook had an actual calendar with the things I have going on and maybe to a certain extent you could see what people want to share that they are doing and you could coordinate events that way, that would be helpful. That would be useful and social, which is what they do. But they don't do that. There's a lot of things they could do that would be improvements on their service, but instead they just rip off everybody else.
Yeah.
Fine. Are we rooting for
fucking
Facebook?
Hate it.
Are we rooting for Facebook right now to like
I would like them to continue to be a service. I like them, but
yeah. I'm not sure if I'm rooting for them as much as I want them to do good.
I think
they're not.
My advice to Facebook would be what you guys do, you do well for the most part. And I use you for those things. You don't need to expand. You don't need to let me check in or get a deal on a pizza. I use you for what I use for, and I'm not going to use anyone else for that. So just leave it.
What happened to keeping it clean? Screwing it up with everything.
Well, no, users aren't allowed to make changes to the profile pages. Only Facebook is allowed to add GIFs and mouse trails.
Well, I mean, for a while, though, they do keep their ads tasteful. I will give Facebook that. They've never had an obnoxious flash ad. They've never had, you know, click here for hot nudes or anything. They've generally been pretty good.
I get those all the time.
Well, it is based on your preferences, but because as opposed to the rest of us, you like hot nude girls.
Yes, but, and that's a bad thing.
I think that backfired.
I have an ad right now for chicken.
I have Xbox and a Netflix.
I know what you were searching about.
What was I searching for? Honestly, I don't know. Yeah. How did this happen?
But I think somewhere along the way, Facebook decided, okay, now it's fine for us to muck this product up with a bunch of bullshit. I think the video chat was okay, because that's something people would want to do on a whim, but, I mean, it sucks. Functionally, it sucks, but it was a good idea.
Yeah, it was a good idea. I'll give them that. But they did not do it well.
Did they ever change, by the way, the video chat window is on top of everything else, and you can't focus on anything?
The only thing you can do is minimize the window.
And they never changed that.
I don't know. I've only used it twice.
Oh, and it's awful, too.
Yeah, I tried it with Ron, I tried it with Agrippa, and then I think I tried it with Rosa. Because she couldn't get it to work. So.
Don't be creepy.
That was three times, and that was in 2 days. And since then, I don't even... Oh, I still have the option to do it. So that's cool.
Let's video chat right now, Kevlar.
I don't have... Oh, fine.
I want to show you what I'm wearing.
Put some clothes on first.
Dude, nice. You're the podcast.
Get back to work. Okay.
Real quick, before we move into WTF news, there's a couple other topics. First off, one of them is saying that apparently Apple sales have surpassed Lenovo sales in the Chinese market. What I want to know is that with or without the fake Apple stores and the fake Apple devices?
Is that good Apple question. Or Apple?
Apple.
Apple.
Apple, Apple.
I'm going to be totally honest with you, Steven. I didn't look the article because I don't care.
I know. Yeah. I didn't care
I second that opinion.
Way to join the club, sir.
All right. And I guess the next article is spider silk used to create bulletproof skin. Don't care about that one. It's sort of cool.
What? That was awesome.
I don't know who posted that topic.
It was me. I take full credit for it. It was pretty
cool.
Tell
us about it then.
They like did some kind of shit with skin.
It's time
stuff.
For WTF news.
Yeah.
Where's Ron's auto-tune when we need it?
Auto-tune.
Oh, Rob, you want me to get it going? Your story.
No.
The spider silk. They kind of like wove it with Ganon, and they found that it deflected bullets. Small, very small caliber bullets.
Caliber
bullets.
Wait, does it only work on tiny bullets?
Well, that's a story.
If they said for now, but they're, you know, they're working with it, trying to find more. It was supposed to be an art experiment or something like that. Like, a woman was doing it as an art project, and it turned out to, like,
what, they're,
drop
they're
bullets.
They're, like, doing something. They're like, let's shoot it.
See what happens. You know, I don't, honestly, I kind of half read it, but I was like, this is interesting. Someone else might find it interesting, but I guess I was wrong.
Actually, let's make some art, and I'd be like, hold my beer, I'm going to shoot this.
Ron, to go with that, actually, I remember reading a few years ago how, you know, the military is using fibers as a new sort of super strength.
Wait, fibers of what?
Fibers of fiber.
Actual fiber, like fiber. They would be making fiber? Like portable.
Like nylon fiber?
Yeah.
Fiber optics?
Carbon fiber?
Not the fiber glass? That comes out of your ass when you take a shit, okay?
I don't have that problem.
Wait,
what
so are you telling me? Are you telling me that my Wheaties flakes are
fabric? Bulky? Fabric fibers, okay?
of what fabric?
Okay, but what's the material actually out
silk?
Of?
Silk? Is it silk?
Because Kevlar material is already a woven fiber.
Kevlar material is retard material. How about that?
I see you're pulling up the big guns for this one.
Oh, he said okay. Retard.
It's okay, I don't know what kind of fiber it is. It could be caterpillar shit for all I care. I don't know. but they were experimenting with this stuff to build, like, portable aircraft. What do you call those things where you put the aircraft in? Hangers?
Hanger?
Yeah.
A closet?
Yeah, an aircraft
really
closet.
A really big closet, man.
A ground?
You know what? Fuck you guys. It's time for WTF News. And I was trying to help you, Ron.
What the fuck? Yeah, I do that. See, I turn on myself and you.
Well, speaking of you guys,
it's very self-destructive.
Speaking of you guys, first topic on WTF News is that white American men in most rural areas are most likely to die during dumb macho stunts.
Who told you I was white?
Ron, expand on this, please.
Well, last week I was gonna jump off the roof at my house, and it turns out I died.
Hold on, Ron. I got this great idea. Need
cool story, bro.
First, and then we'll be
nice
cool.
Try, Bill.
Nice try,
Come on,
Bill.
Steven. Give us some more memes.
Nice try, Bill. Is a giz meme. It's a white noise meme. That
if you don't know what that meme is, you're listening to the wrong podcast.
Well,
only people who are previously associated with us are allowed to listen to us. We don't want any new listeners.
That's absolutely right.
Nice try, Bill. It always works, though.
Yeah. Does not make me feel good about my home state.
Hey,
so how is this news surprising?
It's not.
It's, you know, that classic, hold my beer, watch this, somebody dies.
It's been a staple of stand-up comedians act for as long as Jeff Foxworthy has had a mullet.
This is like blue-collar TV right here.
I think all rural white men do stupid things, whether they die or not.
Well, what else are you going to do?
When you live in the middle of nowhere and all that's around you is grass and trees, you get bored. So you hop on your quad, and you find somewhere else to jump off of, and you hand your beer off.
Or you find a quadriplegic man and assault him with a fish. As Dale McDaniel from Florida. Apparently did. And with a good reason. He told reporters he had been arrested 34 times in Pasco County, has chased them with a chainsaw, and even assaulted a disabled man confined to a wheelchair by slapping him in the face with a fish.
Oh, he slapped a quadriplegic. I thought the quadriplegic slapped him.
I was going to ask how he did that.
No, he slapped the quadriplegic man.
I was really hoping that was going to be...
They also claim he often urinates on his trash-filled lawn. What a classy guy.
I mean, what kind of dick do you have to be?
I bet that guy has at least one bottle of Franzia in his fridge.
Fuck no, man. He's got the Busch Light. He looks like a Busch Light drinker.
He
also has
like
a Hulk Hogan mustache.
He's drinking a Busch Heavy.
mini one.
Made with bits of real bush, so you know what's good.
Oh.
So the WTF here is that he's a dick. Someone in Florida is
a pretty
jackass.
Remarkable dick. Beat up anybody who's paralyzed.
With a fish.
Sort of and then beat him up with a fish. Just add insult to injury.
I'm sort of impressed.
That's actually insult and injury at the same time.
You don't get to talk, Steven.
It's okay. Well, apparently his mugshot was recent, and he was arrested for trespassing after a warning.
Why is he naked?
It's always the shirtless guy that goes to jail, dude. Don't you know anything?
He chased a person with a chainsaw. Nice. Almost as crazy as the guy.
And then slapped quadriplegic in the face with a chainsaw.
Fish. I don't think he'd just be going to jail.
That's what we call murder.
There's a big difference between chainsaw and fish. One is really good to eat, the other one is really good at cutting down trees.
The fish is the one at cutting down trees, right? The herring?
You're a Georgia boy. Right?
One is really good to eat, and the other one's a fish.
Well, at least he wasn't as crazy as the sex-crazed guy in Ohio who crashed his stolen semi-truck into a porn shop on Monday morning to steal an expensive sex toy.
Right off the back, what is a semi-truck?
It's a 18-wheeler.
You don't know what a semi-truck is?
No, I know what a semi-truck, but I'm curious about a semi-truck.
Oh.
I think you might have heard that wrong.
I heard semi.
Yeah. Run. No.
Can we play back the tape?
If you don't know what a semi is, you should probably ask your dad.
I have a semi the entire podcast. I'll have you know.
I'm watching that video now.
What? Do they actually have podcasting video?
No, I'm watching the video of the guy crashing the car in. Do they have that shot?
Which one? The one where he grabs a dildo and runs out?
That's the one I want to see.
I need to find the video of a man grabbing a dildo. Can you guys find that on the internet for me?
I'm not looking.
This wasn't really
I'm sure
a dildo.
We can help.
This was an $800 lifelike masturbator complete with female genitalia, legs, and a buttocks.
He stole a sex doll?
He said an $800 sex doll.
No, he stole an $800 of just the good parts of a sex doll.
He's
the whole doll.
He stole a semi-truck. Crashed into a sex shop and stole the sex doll.
Well, to be honest, that's probably better than casually walking into a sex shop you know, with a trench coat and the hat and the sunglasses and saying, can you please point me to your sex dolls?
No, because that's what they're there to sell.
They sell the adult market.
I'm sorry. I don't care how comfortable you are with your sexuality. If you walk into a sex shop and ask to buy a sex doll confidently with your chin held high, you have problems.
Well, on display in the window of the adult mart, I'm looking at the picture of the boarded up entrance, is a sex doll on display? Or is that a mannequin or a sex doll? One of the two.
I think they're the same in that business.
Yeah, there's not really a difference.
If it's a mannequin, you just put a hole in it and you're good to go.
Police say he had to have dropped the anatomically correct sex toy off someplace because police found the semi and the man still in it, still a quarter mile from where he stole it, but the sex toy was not in the cab. Once the freak saw the cops, he jumped out of the truck, ran down some nearby railroad tracks, getting away.
Once the freak saw it.
There's like
this news story does not hide its opinions of the man, does it?
I love the last line where it says, if you have any information for this sticky fingered perv is, please take a call.
He got away.
Who said he's sticky fingered?
Oh, where was this?
This was in Ohio.
Ohio.
Brown Helm Township.
Oh, 19 Action News. You're my favorite Ohio news.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that if he was this sex crazed, that he was to break into a store and steal a sex doll, he might have also been to the point where he might have done some harm to an actual human being.
I think there was just a lot of coke involved. That's what it was.
It could have been that too. But
he probably mixed up. He probably ground up some Viagra, threw it in his coke, mixed it all together, and took a snort. That's probably what happened.
I would almost.
Are you familiar with this process, Steven? Because you seem to have strong opinions.
Well, Steven's previous job was a long haul trucker, so he knows all the tricks of the trade.
Being awfully hard on you tonight, aren't we, Steven?
No, I'm looking for the story. I think there was a story a long time ago about a guy who was rushed to the hospital for having an erection for 48 hours after snorting coke and Viagra together.
Sounds like he had a fun
weekend.
That
sounds like something somebody would do. I'm really not surprised.
This was years ago. This is like 15 years ago. I was a kid when I read this story.
Viagra been on the market that long.
Wait, was it Viagra or coke?
Both.
Via coke.
Anyway.
Ow.
Traveling halfway around the world to the lovely country of Greece.
Sounds crappy.
Yeah.
Do you know these guys? There's only 100 people in Greece. You should know all of them.
Yeah, these are probably my cousins. The headline alone
speaks. How do you say the name of the town?
Hold on. The headline alone speaks for itself. Greek police smash violent donut ring.
Wow. Are these common over there?
No. This happened in Thessaloniki, Greece. It took an undercover operation to bust the ring, actually.
Can I ask, Stephen, how is it you can pronounce Thessaloniki, but you can't pronounce crevasse?
Or Greek.
Isn't it crevice?
Crevice.
Yeah. That was in one of the past episodes. You're like, I don't want to pronounce it. It's either crevice or crevasse.
Oh, yeah. Well, you guys say how to pronounce that word.
You could say crevice if you're a human, or you could be pompous and say crevasse.
You know, Thessaloniki, you can't say that, and I can, so fuck you.
Well, you're Greek. I expect you'd be able to pronounce that.
Thessaloniki? Wow, that's hard.
And since you're
now
in Greece
my
right
language.
Now.
Anyway, uh-oh, pun coming your way. It took an undercover operation, but Greek police have blown a hole in a ring of alleged crooks who had cornered the donut market in a beach resort.
How do you corner a donut?
A donut market.
It's round.
Does Square Enix have a hand in the donut market?
I feel bad for news reporters. Those crappy puns are the only creativity they get to have.
Well, I've actually been to this beach, actually, on Helsinki. It's very beautiful. But
did you get a donut?
No, I did not. This was in 2006 I was there. But it started with complaints that two Bulgarian men and a former Greek wrestling champion were using violence to choke off the trade by other donut vendors on Paliouri Beach in Helsinki Peninsula near Thessaloniki.
Keep saying those words, please.
There's no other story to this except that.
I think
you've got
to
log in.
I think that's everything.
Like, yeah. is there no crime in Greece they have to talk about donuts and go solve donut
Wait,
crime?
How big of a market are donuts in Greece? Are they like every meal?
Hold on, here we go. I found the rest of the story on Fox News.
Obviously, it's a lie.
Post that.
Yes,
link.
I'm posting now the linko and the
chat-o
in the
thingo. I'm posting it long form though.
Oh, linko and
please thing-o. Don't tell us about your thingo.
All right, so here's how they busted this undercover or this ring of donut, whatever they are. An undercover officer posed as a donut seller. How do you pose as a donut seller? I don't know.
Hey, dude, I got donuts. Want some?
Hello, I have donuts. You want a
and
donut?
He was attacked, leading to the arrest of the three aggressive donut sellers. As a result, they have been charged with blackmail and fraud, and they were also charged with food safety violations after police found they had stashed their product in an abandoned hotel that was open to the elements and used by bathers as a toilet.
So were these like standing on the corner being like, hey man, I got that special jelly fill. You want it? And he'd give him the money and be like, he'd like show hand signals to his buddy and be like, go around the corner, give up your donuts. Like, how else do you fucking do that? Where you have to, like, couldn't get like a push cart?
I don't know. The world of underground ding dongs is very tough to explain to outsiders.
I think ding dongs are snack food.
Okay, you know what? It was the only one I could think of that kind of went with a penis joke. All right,
you got a better donut dick joke?
Fucking it.
Glazed.
Well, let me Google that.
I'm a bear claw. Bear claw doesn't work. Eclair.
No, what's wrong
sound.
With the glazed dick?
Glazed dick.
Well, the second result to donut dick joke on Google is don't explain the joke, always reblog donut penis.
Well, right. That's a
that about wraps
contribution,
it up.
I guess.
We just had someone quit the chat.
It linked me to a Tumblr that's titled Butts. But the URL requested cannot be found.
We are 12.
Oh, internet, Google.
I love how the Ustream bot joined when we started talking about dicks.
Welcome, Ustream bot.
Okay, well, I guess we should move along beyond donut rings and
Rusty Brown's ring donut.
Yes, fine.
I need more beer.
Okay, we're almost through this. A man allegedly fondles this is just sick. Man allegedly fondles 70-year-old girl's feet in Queen's Library. This is what WTF in a really bad way. He sniffed them, yeah. Rubbed them against his beard, and kissed them.
What?
That's cute.
What?
Yeah. What was that noise?
I think Gonzo got that one.
That ain't right, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is WTF in a bad way.
It's even worse in this article. It says, if he's caught,
the
daughter's an alleged attacker. No, not caught. he will only be charged with a misdemeanor.
What?
Forcibly touching a minor, I guess.
Yeah.
But
misdemeanor feet sniffing.
Yeah. Although the girl in this story is awesome. If you listen to her response, I want him to suffer. That's all. I want him to suffer until he dies.
Nice. Awesome.
That is a 7-year-old girl. Oh.
All right. Another scam on our WTF news. This one in... wow. Okay, last up on WTF news tonight. This happens in New Hampshire. Police say a man faked a brain injury to get a nurse to change his adult diaper.
All right, he pretended to be injured and claimed he needed help so that some woman would come over and take his clothes off.
I've always considered adult diapers to be incredibly sexy on males. So I can see where he was going with this.
All right.
This wasn't the first time he did it either. He says that more people have come forward to say he's taken advantage of them in the same way. So he's called up multiple nurses or hospitals or whatever.
Looks like.
But apparently it's not to have sex with them. Just like it doesn't say he tried to molest them or anything. He's just being charged with indecent exposure and lewdness. So. Well, He calls them over?
Yeah.
Well, because, yeah, she was the one that did the touching, not him.
Yeah, so, I mean...
Put her on trial.
Yeah.
But, I mean, what's the objective there? What is the...
Some people...
Can't you find someone on Craigslist to do this for you and they're into it?
That's what... If you read the article, which is like two paragraphs, so... It says he placed an ad on Craigslist seeking home health care. And nurses would change his diapers not knowing he was scamming them.
What was the scam?
But, that's what I'm trying to get at. Was the scam just he wanted someone to see his penis?
I think we did a WTF thing on this before where there's like a 28-year-old man who insists that he needs welfare because he likes being changed. Or he likes playing a baby for 28 hours a day or something like that.
What the? Wait, 28 hours a day? That's impressive.
Okay, I may have exaggerated a little bit. Anyway, there's a fetish. Yeah, there's a fetish out there for being an adult baby. And I know on one of the previous topic lists we've
done, oh, yeah, we had covered that. I remember that.
Yeah. Now. And it basically, this guy insisted he needed Social Security or Medicare or some handout because he couldn't operate normally, and he preferred to spend his day in a, you know, dressed up as a baby.
That was in one of the first 15 episodes, I think.
I think it was actually more recent.
No, it was more recent.
Was
that.
It?
It was.
Yeah. It was in the 30s.
You know, if you want to have some weird fetish, that's fine, but don't make other people pay for it.
Like, it's obvious that if that's what this guy is into, he can find someone else who's into doing it too, because that other guy did.
Doesn't say if he pooped a diaper or not.
Is that what you want to know?
Well, then it would be legit.
She's not going to get turned on if there's nothing there.
I'm sure that there is some...
He could have taken some peanut butter and wiped it on his butt.
Okay, but that
this isn't
would be
for dog
weird.
Care.
I still don't understand what the guy was trying to get at.
I guess like the feeling of a woman probably like
wiping. I don't know. Maybe the guy couldn't wipe. Maybe his arms are too short, like Peyton Manning's.
Maybe
his T-Rex
arms. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, the worst thing about this is the guy's only 23 years old. I can see a 60 or 70-year-old doing this because it's been decades since a woman touched him or saw him or anything, and he's just
and
been lonely for so long.
They're
but,
old and senile.
Yeah, I mean, not to sound ageist, but I mean, it makes more sense for someone who's elderly to do something this ridiculous. I mean, if you're 23 years old and you want someone to look at your junk, just go to a college campus.
I don't think it's that simple, because if...
Subreddit.
You just go to the middle of campus and just, my junk, somebody check out
we're going streaking!
Yeah.
Okay, no, actually, yeah, it is that simple. You can just go to a college campus and streak. You'll get arrested or something, but he got arrested anyway.
Yeah, I don't think that was his goal. I think he wanted to have his diaper changed. I think that was his fetish.
Well, that's just... Okay.
Well, then that's...
I wonder how he was reported to the police. Did some woman say, some guy pretended to be paraplegic so I could wipe his ass, and he's really not paraplegic?
I think she got there and was like, wait a second, this diaper isn't dirty at all.
Well, hang on. Okay, now it is.
You're not an infant.
My thing is, though, why didn't she realize beforehand? Because if he had a brain injury... How was he posting to Craigslist? was his ad like filled with typos and whatnot?
Well, okay, if the issue is supposedly, if the story is supposed to be that he can't change his diaper, I guess that could imply problems in
the
lower
internet.
Okay, but have you ever tried to change your own
No.
No.
But assume that if I use the internet...
Okay, I imagine it would be difficult to do that if you couldn't use the lower half of your body. It could be possible to be able to type, but...
He didn't say... He said he had a brain injury.
Okay,
not that
we don't have any details. Now we're just talking about this dude's diaper for like 10 minutes.
Okay.
We're trying
there's,
to...
there's a lot of brain injury. There's a lot of types of brain injury. You know, you could have something that... messes up your coordination or...
I'll agree. I'm not a doctor, but he...
I'm a doctor.
Not all injuries make me retarded.
We're diving way too deep into how he tricked and fondled this girl. And all I gotta say is Steve Jobs resigning was like, yeah, we were waiting for it to happen. Next.
that's what we're here for. If you want to listen to someone talk endlessly about Steve Jobs stepping down, go listen to This Is My Next. Because they talked about it for an hour. They had an emergency podcast for that. We are the people you come to hear about dudes in diapers and guys fondling little girls' feet and dudes stealing sex toys from shops.
And to hear about Ron's
agenda. You know, all the good stuff.
All
the things
the important
that really affect
news.
You in your day-to-day life.
any other last words on the diaper story? Any other last philosophies?
I have.
I think we got
thesis.
Every angle of that one.
Yeah.
Well then, I guess that wraps it up for tonight.
Guess? You're supposed to be our faithful leader. Or...
Hey, you don't guess, you do. Have some conviction, sir.
I'm wrapping this up.
That's actually a good pun on the diaper story, but anyway.
Yeah. High fives all around.
So, yeah, thank you to everybody in the live stream, or the Ustream, who listened live and participated and enjoyed our diaper stories, even to those who came late only for the diaper story.
I wasn't paying attention the entire time until that.
Of course, thank you to everybody who downloads. If you ever want to hit us up at Twitter, twitter.com/noisecast, and of course our website, twitter.com.
We own Twitter.
Yes.
Yay.
TheNoiseCast.com. Shut up, whoever's doing that. I'm making my grand exit here.
Your grand exit is like drunk falling down a set of stairs.
With an iron.
TheNoiseCast.com. Finally, I managed to say that. Where we write stories about stuff, and
they're not all diapers.
Yeah, they're actually stories you want to read that are interesting. So, go check that out. On tonight's roster, we had... I don't know, let me pull up my list here.
We've been here this entire time.
Yeah, Gonzo Rider.
Yeah, I was there.
You were... God damn
it,
Kevlar.
Shut the fuck up,
Glenn. Timely, man, come on.
Eric, OC Entertainment.
I need more scotch.
You need a diaper.
will you change it for me, Steve?
Only if you pretend to be paraplegic, Eric.
And you put an ad on Craigslist.
And you threaten to strangle me for not for selling you donuts.
I can do all of those things.
Awesome.
Sounds like a really good video.
It sounds like One Night in Cal is part 10.
Yeah. Special extended edition.
God damn it. God damn you. Kevlar Menace.
Bye.
Of course, this was the Noisecast. See you next time, same place. The Noisecast.
Bye-bye.
I love that.
Okay, where's the stop recording button? Noisecast.